However it started, baseball reached a pinnacle this week at the 72nd All-Star Game. That nice Mr. Ripken of Baltimore hit a home run on the first pitch, his first time up to bat. Since it was the last All-Star Game of his career, the words "storybook ending" leaped to the lips of sportscasters. It was a night game, something we take for granted now. But it wasn't until the 1930s that lights were rigged up on ball fields. An early lit game is memorialized in Morris Cantor's 1934 painting, Baseball at Night. The Smithsonian's American Art Museum has sent that picture and thousands of other works of art off traveling around the country while the museum's closed for renovation. And fittingly, Baseball at Night is on view right now at the Fry Art Museum in Seattle, where the All-Star Game was played. Elizabeth Brune is director of the American Art Museum. Can you describe this painting for us, please?
It's one of my favorites. It shows a ball field, obviously a neighborhood, not a fancy big major league stadium, and there are bleachers ringed with fans all the way around the ball field. The pitcher is all wound up and ready to release the pitch. Mm-hmm. The bases are loaded, the batter's at the bat. There's an American flag because this is the American pastime.
Yeah.
But the protagonist of this picture is not the pitcher. It's these bright yellow gleaming banks of electric lights that are shining out of a dark blue night sky.
Just twinkling like stars,
yes.
Really, on those high posts. And the whole issue there was, it's certainly a celebration of the American pastime.
Absolutely.
Of Americana, but also a celebration of light at night.
Yes, and of course, this is the bottom of the Depression. And it was an exciting, thrilling thing and kind of a symbol of progress to have these lights in the middle of the dark. It had been a dream since the 1880s. People had wanted to have night baseball and had talked about whether it was possible. Finally, in one of the very first games, it turns out, was played on April 28, 1930, in my own little hometown of Independence, Kansas.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'd heard about this from the time I was a small child. My dad talked about it. It was the biggest thing to happen in the generation.
Wow.
People said lights are to baseball what talkies are to movies.
Uh-huh. I think the only thing missing from this painting by Morris Cantor is the apple pie, because this is a moment in America. But what did the fact that there could be night games mean?
It was in this period that every little town had a baseball team, and often they were sponsored by local businesses. You didn't just have the major leagues and the minor leagues, but you had all kinds of industrial leagues, and they played everywhere, traveled around a lot. So this was something that was, where people participated. They didn't just go as fans, but it was very integrated into small-town life and big-town life.
You had something important to do at night.
That's right.
And get out as a community in order to do it. I guess you could stay home in 34 and listen to the radio. There was no television, and you could read your books,
right.
Of course.
Well, mentioning radio, of course, we notice that in this very picture,
yeah,
we have a radio station. So they are clearly broadcasting this game.
I love it. It's a little low building right behind the batter so that the broadcasters would have the best possible view, and written big in white letters, radio broadcasting station. So that was a big deal,
that
too.
That was a big deal. When we started to research the painting, we thought, gosh, it must be a major league team because it's being broadcast. But we found out, no, I mean, every little hometown had a radio station, and they broadcast these games.
Yeah. So we know the name of your hometown. Any idea what this town is, where this was?
Yes. We think that Morris Cantor painted this after seeing games in West Nyack, New York.
Huh?
He lived in that area. He actually was a Russian immigrant. I mean, the whole story of this artist is part of the story of America, too. He came to the country as a teenager from Russia. He studied at the Art Students League and painted for many, many years as a great teacher there. And, he himself was kind of catching the fever of American life, which was new and different for him.
Hmm. And that whole idea that this was 1934, it was smack in the middle of the Depression.
That's right.
So very few things to be able to go out and be truly joyful about.
You know, the book Hard Times, which talks about oral histories of people in the Depression, really brings home how important that sense of community was and having a good time at home and finding something to relieve the pain and the pressure. And that's what this picture is about.
Thanks very much. Elizabeth Bruhn is director of the Smithsonian American Art Museum. Morris Kantor's painting, Baseball at Night, is on view right now at the Frye Art Museum in Seattle. In the fall, it travels to upstate New York, the Albany Institute of History and Art. And you can see it on our website, npr.org.